dictatorship has given way to democracy, so too Chile's healthcare landscape has shifted. Choosing to maintain the mix of private and public funding, the Lagos government introduced an ambitious program of evidence-based rationing.
As the access to healthcare is very expensive, we have to decide carefully where do we allocate the resources. And so in the message to the parliament, the president said that we want more resources, but to be focused on effective interventions. And effective interventions are interventions that are backed by good evidence.
Against a backdrop of elections, government officials are hard at work rolling out the health reforms. They've prioritised 56 medical conditions, from arthritis to cancer, and are developing a guideline for each one, guaranteeing specific interventions within specific timeframes.
All of this intervention, we try to look for evidence to decide what we need to do.
The 56 guidelines are being introduced over 3 years. One of the latest is for strokes.
Stroke is a condition that affects mostly developed countries. It's also affecting low and middle income countries because lifestyle is changing in our countries also. And that's why stroke is also prevalent in Chile.
A neurologist by training, Rodrigo Salinas has overseen the stroke guideline, which offers a government-backed guarantee of access to a CT scan within 3 days.
When a government like ours is doing a public policy, you have to make sure that what you are doing is the best way to be done that area.
While welcoming expensive new technology, the government hopes an evidence-based approach will lead to more rational utilization.
People want to have the latest technology, and those latest technology not always are very useful. And you can spend all your money in those few people. If you know more about evidence-based, maybe you will be able to treat more people, and you will obtain better results at the end.
The production of so many guidelines and the systematic reviews that entails is proving a real challenge in a country of just 16 million.
The critical mass in Chile, the academic world, is not fully prepared for doing systematic reviews at the scale we require for our reform.
We have here human resources that are trained in this thing, but there are very few. And outside of the ministry, in the academical area, in the universities, we don't have as many people trained in this thing. So a major need is to train people to do systematic search for evidence and to do it well.
The strongest criticism of Chile's reforms has focused on the uncertainty facing those patients who suffer illnesses excluded from the 56 conditions that have been prioritised.
It's been, of course, a challenge. It's been a fight. We don't know yet how the things are going to evolve in the future times. There is still a challenge between the things that you are prioritizing and the things you are not, in terms of the proportion of each of them.
The loudest complaints have come from Chile's medical colleges, who argue that limiting guaranteed care to only 56 health problems is unfair and unworkable.
A common criticism to our reform is the issue of rationing health care. If you decide to prioritize a number of pathologies or conditions, then you are saying that there are a number who are excluded. And this is a problem. But what you have to recognize is that when you do not prioritize, rationing still exists, because there is rationing by delay, for example. So there is an implicit rationing in most of the healthcare system. We have decided to implement an explicit rationing. And there's always a dark side to explicit rationing, that is denying to a specific person an intervention. And that's sad, of course.
Others within the profession are concerned the reforms may promote more privatization and are too focused on clinical medicine.
This reform has given too much care to health care and very little care to population health. And that is one of the problems that contradicts the classical tradition of Chilean health systems and Chilean health doctrine, in the sense that we were doing more in the causes and in the evolution at population based. And one of my concerns is that if we put too much attention on hospitals, we may abandon primary care and community-based health promotion.
Perhaps the most fundamental challenge facing Chile is common to any country making decisions based on evidence.
The evidence-based approach has, say, a dark side, and this dark side is that the evidence comes heavily from interested parties, and these interested parties are mainly drug companies, and they are trying to create and to produce good evidence for supporting their developments, their drug developments, and most of them are covered by patents and they cost a lot. But we haven't got evidence for common diseases that are not present in the developed world.
The government has recently created a public health research fund to try and correct the imbalance in evidence felt in places like Chile. In the meantime, its guideline rollout continues, as does controversy over the fairness of limiting priority care to just 56 conditions.